Dear young lady, there's a story of a man that only had a bath once a year. He also only brushed his teeth once a year, on New Year's Day. As unusual as his routine is, at 90 years of age, he's known as a worldwide medical phenomenon, defying every known and researched scientific reason for good hygiene. That story is false. Of course. Bet I caught you there thinking you could get away with not having a bath tomorrow. If you couldn't have a bath once and you're good for a whole year, how did you get into the mindset that you can learn something just once and receive motivation once and you're fine? Something in you wants to fight this immediately and argue that you're a fast learner and have an unusual aptitude for assimilation. And I believe you. This is my 21st letter to you. I know you always look forward to my letter, so let me ask you. What was the topic of my third letter to you? The 10th? Okay, if somehow you got those correctly, what lessons did you learn from each of the letters to you? Word for word. I thought so. I stumbled on a very profound quote recently, and it said, "Oftentimes, the breakthrough you're looking for is in the try again." Do you remember the first time you started typing on a QWERTY keypad? Or playing a new instrument, or even a very generally relatable one, walking. Your parents must have been so thrilled watching you make those baby steps that they may even have recorded it. You tried and fell, tried and fell, but you didn't stop trying. The eagerness to walk probably became even more if you had older siblings and all you knew to do, besides crying and eating, was to imitate what you saw your older sibling do, to apply the learning. This letter is on trying again. I sense that I'll be running off this series of letters to you in a couple of letters, and this topic seems like a last note kind of theme, but I was inspired to share this with you now. I bet this has happened to you before. Let's say you're a member of a large community, a church, for example, and you're not able to meet everybody personally, obviously. If for whatever reason you cross paths with someone in that community and you're introduced to each other, it's very likely you begin to bump into each other frequently after that day. And you could have sworn that you hadn't seen this person before the introduction. How about cars? If you take interest in a certain car and you probably want to buy it, you're very likely to start seeing a lot of it around. You now recognize it. You're such a complex but consistently evolving being that you wake up every day different from the person you were the previous day. Everything around you shapes your cognition, the books you read, the TV shows you watch, the people you meet, even the space you sleep in. It's why you're encouraged to travel often, because it broadens your view of life. One of the most profound guides I've ever heard on reading books is to read a book that's relevant to you at the moment. Let me explain. If you're in college and you read a book on management, for instance, you may learn some things from it, no doubt, but you won't find it as useful or as memorable as if you're currently working in a managerial role and things you've considered challenging are dealt with in that book. It becomes so real to you that the application may be instant and definitely in a way you couldn't relate to when you were younger. Give yourself the grace to try things again. That you fail the first time doesn't mean you can't ever succeed. You're not the same person you were. I hope. The evidence of desire is pursuit. You give up too quickly. Proverbs 24:16 says, "For the lovers of God may suffer adversity and stumble 7 times, but they will continue to rise over and over again. But the unrighteous are brought down by just one calamity and will never be able to rise again." It's a good time to also mention that doing things in your own strength alone may get you far, but not quite far enough. According to Philippians 4:13, your ability to do things rests on the strength of Christ. What these letters do for you is that they give you a series of aha moments. New truths are uncovered and old ones are brought to your remembrance. But new discoveries are slippery because you always have a ton of new information coming at you daily. That's why it's easy to be motivated and fired up yesterday, but today, you're a walking bag of discouragement. Motivation does not last.
That's why motivational speakers will always be in business.
Listen or read these letters again too. There'll be too many things you thought you heard the first time, but maybe become clearer the next time you listen. Were you rejected before? Apply again. Failure is only permanent when you say it is. And don't worry about what people will say. Failure is an orphan, but everybody wants to associate with a winner. I pray that you have the spirit of discernment to know when to really stop trying. At the end of the day, that is just as important as trying again. So, what's the first thing you'll do now? Or rather, what's the first thing you'll try again now? If you listen to the end, let me know by dropping the prayer emoji in the comments. As always, I'm rooting for you. I'll talk to you again soon. Your sister. Thank you.